Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He covers everything in Major League Baseball for MLB.com. In deep down in his heart, he's not allowed to say this. He's a Guardians fan. He's Anthony Castrovince, Cleveland guy. Hello, Anthony.
Hello there.
Hello, hello. One of the original Guardians fans.
See, there you
I'll
go.
I'll say that.
That is true.
Yeah, the nice thing is MLB.com is going to save a lot of money because you're not going to have to fly all over the country to cover a wild card series.
That's right.
Remember remember when the Guardians made the playoffs every year they were the Guardians?
Yeah.
Good times,
a historic run so far.
Good times.
Maybe they'll just go all the way. I'll just have home games all month.
That'd be fabulous.
I mean, let's be honest. Didn't the Broncos and the Patriots change their logo? And the next thing you know, boom. Right? Good things happen
for those
franchises.
It's funny you say that because I was thinking about that the other day and how the last name change in MLB was the Tampa Bay Rays, formerly the Devil Rays. And that was a laughingstock franchise for the first decade. And then, lo and behold, they changed their name. And that very first year, they won the division and went to the World Series. So there's some precedent here.
Still trying to figure out why they didn't go with Stingrays to begin with, but that's another story all in and of itself.
I'm still perplexed that the Stars weren't the North Stars. Or the North Stars didn't become the Lone Stars in hockey.
When they went to Dallas?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have made sense, too? Yeah. Anthony, we've solved all the problems of the world. Thank
We're
you.
Done. Hey, Anthony, thanks for joining
it.
Us. Hope your family's good, and we'll talk to you soon.
Happy to help.
So we spent the first hour talking about things that have impressed us about this team, and we didn't even hit them all. There are so many things that have been impressive about this team. But, Anthony, the thing that sticks out to me, and forget the rebuilding year and that you're not supposed to compete this year. Yes, we all know that. It's this one for me. You end August and begin September with a five-game losing streak when you're in a pennant race and you're four games over 500 and barely hanging on. And I'm wondering, is the end on the way? Is everything caught up to this young team? And since then, they've gone 18-3. Man, that's really saying something.
It really is, especially for the youngest team in the league. I know we harp on that factoid, but there's a reason we harp on it. It's just it's unusual to be this young and to have the kind of season they've had and the kind of finish they've had in particular. Because I think the most important – I feel like I've talked about this like every time I've talked with you guys, the schedule itself. I feel like that's the most impressive thing about their season is the sheer number of upheavals in terms of postponements on top of a season that was already pretty wonky because of the lockout, you know, with the added doubleheaders because of that. And they went ahead and added a bunch more that were not expected. So that's a real test for any team, let alone a young team. And you know, maybe that's where it benefited them to be so young, but you could see how that could go either way, you know. But it went the positive way where they were young and didn't know any better and bounced back well day after day. And, you know, doubleheader here, doubleheader there, a bunch of extra inning games never seemed to matter. And to play your best baseball at the end of all of that, as opposed to prior to all of that, is really impressive. And then to do it, particularly, you know, against the two teams you needed to beat and to not just beat them, but just totally dismantle them for a week and a half or 2 weeks. You know, a great run, a really fun run to watch.
Anthony, more of a surprise, the fact that the Guardians won the Central or the fact that the White Sox didn't make the World Series, because I was just Googling predictions for the season, and like the whole world thought the White Sox were like not only winning the Central but going to the World Series.
Yeah, you know, I like the White Sox better last year than this year, to be honest, because last year it felt like they were on the upswing, and they were, and then they did win the division. This year, you know, like everybody else, I picked them, but I kind of picked them begrudgingly because it was more about what else was going on in the division than them. I was really concerned about their depth because they just don't have much of a farm system right now. And what were the, you know, last year they were able to do some things. They were able to get, you know, it didn't really work very well, but they were able to get Craig Kimbrell midseason. This year I was like, what are they going to do if they have injuries, or if just, you know, they just need some help at this spot or that spot? I mean, what are they going to do? And I think we saw that. They do absolutely nothing because they didn't have much to work with. And sure enough, those injuries did take hold just as bad as last year. This year they weren't able to overcome it. So that team had some flaws. There's a lot of talent, but it definitely had some obvious flaws. You could say the same about the Twins. The Twins, I think, played better than expected for the bulk of the year, but then just totally crumbled. Well, to use that phrase, to borrow that phrase from Elvis Andrews, the Twins were the team that really crumbled, you know, from a fairly good position going into the latter part of the year. They just didn't have it when all was said and done. So, yeah, people are going to knock the Guardians relative to the other, to a lot of the other playoff teams, just because, you know, they won a crappy division. We know that. But they have a lot of elements that can work in the postseason in terms of, you know, high contact and not striking out, and obviously a really good pitching staff and playing good defense and taking the extra base. I mean, those are things that really can play off in October.
Anthony, and
I
was just going to congratulate you for a second. I'm sorry. I didn't finish your thought, though. I didn't want to cut you off. I thought you were.
No, I just said those things can play off. So it's, you know, like and you could say this about a lot of postseason series, but you know, with this team and this offense, I mean, yeah, you could tell me they get swept in the wild card round and score one run in two games. You could tell me they actually, you know, go on a little bit of a run and surprise some people just because of those elements.
So here's where I want to congratulate you, because I mean, this is the sports Bible of information. SportsMockery.com had all the World Series predictions for the White Sox. And that, I mean, they must have rattled off like 15 people, 20 people who had the White Sox going. But here it says Anthony Castrovince has the Astros winning the series in five games. But Castrovince admitted that he is horrible at predictions. So he took the George Costanza approach by writing That's down right. who he thought would win, then picking the opposite. Congratulations.
That's right. That's,
you've made that's it. SportsMockery.com.
The only thing that works for me. Well, then this year, so we usually do like monthly predictions at MLB.com. I have the horrible honor of writing them. And for this month, for September, I decided to do the opposite approach. And I haven't looked back at it, but I think all my opposites, I think my original gut predictions were more correct now than the opposite. So I don't know what to do. I'm totally lost.
Anthony Castrovince joining us. He's totally lost. He's also from MLB.com. You mentioned the offense in the postseason. I kind of think that this offense is built to play postseason baseball. Now, the youth is one thing, because the pitching is usually a little bit better. Are you concerned about that in the postseason if you're the Guardians, because you are second to last in home runs, or do you love the fact that your team has been creating runs all season long?
Yeah, I think we've actually, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think we've seen in the postseason that the teams that have an inordinate percentage of their runs come from the home run don't tend to fare very well in October. You know, you can be exposed as more pitchable in that environment. Whereas a team that does, you know, keep the defense on its toes and is routinely putting the ball in play can cause some havoc. And that doesn't always work. You do have to have a little bit of, I mean, you gotta score runs. We know that. And you can't just hit a bunch of ground balls all the way to the promised land. But I said at the beginning of the year, I talked to Chris Antonetti about this. I said, you know, you guys, so it's starting, the complexion of this is starting to look a little like the 2014-2015 Royals in terms of, you know, good defense, running the bases and balls in play. So, again, that strength can play up. We don't have a lot of great examples of it in recent baseball, because recent baseball has skewed so far dramatically towards home run and strikeout that when you have these outlier teams, they stand out all the more. So the Guardians obviously stand out all the more. And I'll be curious to see how that functions in October. It'll be fun to watch.
Are the Guardians, I was asking this morning because I was trying to find a reference point for what they've done over this last month. Are the Guardians the 07 Rockies? You know, where they won 21 of 22 games. It kind of has that. I was trying to compare it to something this morning, and maybe this is just goofy, you know, I'm just being me. But I was like, man, remember when the Rockies did that in 07 and we were all like, oh man, if the Indians just would have made it, probably could have beat the Rockies. Are the Guardians this year's Rockies? Is that a fair comparison?
That might make sense. Yeah, I actually had my flight booked to Colorado for the 07? Indians, yeah. Rockies World Series that did not happen, so I had to eat that one. But I think I used a credit on something, some other, you know, whatever the other.
Good for you. Good looking.
The real World Series scenario, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, maybe, you know, I think when you say that, the comparable there might be the winnability of the league. Now, you know, the Astros are a really good team. Like, I don't think 2007 National League, like, it didn't have a team like the Astros or even the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees haven't played as well in the second half, but they're starting to win games again. And, you know, there's a lot of talent there. There's a guy who's, you know, chasing an American League home run record for one. But the Astros are the darling of the league. And they didn't have that in National League in 2007, I don't think. So it was, you know, easier for, the Rockies were the wild card team that year. And, went on that run. But I will say, though, that if something were to happen to the Astros, as can happen, like, let's just say there's a scenario where the Guardians take advantage of home field advantage in the wild card series. Well, now you got the Yankees, and that's a pretty good matchup for them, I think, because the Yankees are so home run oriented, and we've seen their flaws here recently, and they have some pitching questions, and, you know, they can be pitchable as long as you stop throwing strikes to Aaron Judge, which people people haven't quite figured that out. Maybe in recent days they have, but there's a non-zero chance this team ends up in the ALCS, which would be absolutely absurd, but it could absolutely happen. And, you know, if the Astros were to be knocked off by then in the division series, which also, you know, in baseball can happen, I think what I'm saying is the Astros to me are like the clear favorite to escape the American League and to be the American League pennant winner again. I think it's like clear as day. I mean, their pitching is absurdly deep. Their lineup is deep. They're the best team in the league by a mile, I think, which can only mean they don't go to the World Series because that's what we know about baseball. So, hey, maybe the Guards just, if they could just, it starts with getting through that wild card series. That's stating the obvious, but that's a really dicey thing because it's a best of three, and yeah, you're at home, but, you know, historically it doesn't mean a great deal. It doesn't mean what it means in football. So anything can happen in those three games, but let's get through that first. But if they do, man, it's not totally crazy they can get to the ALCS, because I do think the Yankees would actually I think they would pose some trouble for the Yankees.
Anthony, thank you, buddy. We'll be in touch. Can't wait to have you with us through the playoffs.
Thanks. Maybe Aaron Judge will set a walk record during the playoffs. Why would anybody pitch to him? I don't know why you would pitch to him. There's no reason to.
I don't either. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
See you, buddy. Thank you. Anthony Castrovince, MLB.com. You can read his work there. He joined us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.